You're listening to Radio Star Improv, part of the Radio Star Network. The following show was completely improvised, no script, and not even we know what happens next. This week's story... Special Needs. Wow, Carly, that was awkward.
Yeah, Steve.
I mean, that was... I just kind of went for the hug and...
Listen, I don't want you to get the wrong impression.
You cupped me.
I was...
With a lift. I mean...
I'm going through a phase right now.
Carly! How about that hug?
Not now, John. No.
We're having a...
What? Well, whatever. Jeez, thanks a lot.
Oh, damn it. I'm going through this phase.
Have you been cupping everybody? I mean, is this why everyone's been...
Well, yeah.
He looked like he was presenting for crying out loud.
I'm trying to be unconventional.
Okay.
And so normally people hug horizontally.
And you're hugging vertically.
I'm hugging vertically.
You patted my head while lifting my... You know, my...
Well, it's my first year at college, and I'm just, like, I'm feeling really generic, and I just...
Have you considered maybe just some fashion choices, maybe, as opposed to...
I just really want to be an individual.
Well, Carly, you can be yourself without adding on all sorts of grappling techniques.
There's something else I have to tell you. When I was cupping you...
Yeah.
I felt something, like... A lump.
Well, I got a little excited. I mean, if it grew, that's...
That's not what I meant.
You mean you... Well,
oh, God.
Hold on. I just want to... Oh, Jesus. I don't normally... Like, when I wash down there, I do it real quick, so I don't really notice, but...
I think you should go to the doctor. I just...
Will you go with me?
Let's go. I think we should hurry.
I'm a dick. I'm so sorry. I thought you had totally broken up.
Nope.
By the way, I'm not gay.
You hit on me.
I'm bi. I'm an opportunist.
Was this an experimental phase for
no,
you?
No, no, no.
You're just
no.
trying out?
Not experimental. I'm a committed opportunist.
Huh.
Here's the deal. Here's the reason why. I have this thing that I believe if I don't get laid once a day that I'm going to die.
It's not true.
I don't know that.
When is the last time you've gone a day without getting laid?
I think 15.
So before that, you made it to age 15.
Yeah, but I think there's something that clicked right there.
Your hormones?
No. I mean, I had an experience.
Uh-huh.
And after that, I came to believe that if I didn't get laid every day, that I was going to die.
That sounds like a crazy pickup line.
Well, I actually have...
Does that work for you?
Yes.
Do you say, I believe that if I don't get laid today, I'm going to die?
Yes, that works.
And it's like this weird sympathy card?
It has... Not all the time. You sort of got to... some people are receptive to that. Others are not so much. I would
see some people would probably slap you.
Yeah. Here's the deal. If somebody slaps me in the face, uh-huh. I'm like, shake it off, go to the next person.
You sound crazy.
I know I do.
You sound completely crazy.
Yes, I know. But if you had been in this event when I was 15 years old, you would feel the same way. I guarantee it.
It's getting late, by the way. It's like 10:30, 10:45.
Do you have 5 minutes?
I am not going to sleep with you.
We're not sleeping. And it's like a 5-minute deal.
I am not going to have a 5-minute deal with you.
Oh, you suck. I'm going to die.
You're not going to die. I find this amusing, so I will help you try and find somebody.
You don't know what happened. I have to, or I will die.
Or maybe I should help you not find someone and try and help you get over this fear that you
have.
Would
murder me.
No,
that
I would
be
cure
murder.
You.
You would murder
cure.
Me.
Cure. Like if someone's afraid of snakes and you put them in a room full of snakes
and you
and
drive
then,
them absolutely insane for the rest
get
of
over
their lives.
Their fear.
No, they don't. They never do.
Have you ever been in a room full of snakes?
I'm too busy getting laid all the time.
So you can't.
Okay, are you going to do me or not? Because I got to.
I told you I'm not going to.
Okay, can I call
going,
Ron?
No, I'm going to.
Can I call
help.
Ron?
I'm going to. Here.
Thanks.
We happen to have these.
Hey, Ron? This is Tom.
Ha!
What?
I just handcuffed you to this post.
Ron, I'm on the corner of
no, give me that phone. Give me
Third
that. No.
And Harriet.
No, God damn it.
And And don't, your Ron. your spouse just confessed to me that he's been screwing around. Wayne just confessed to me that he has been screwing around
Ron,
on you.
Ron, it's not true,
and
Ron.
I am here for get even
Ron,
sex.
Ron.
Okay, I know you're dealing with some shit right now, but you're not going to believe the call I just got.
You shouldn't be answering your phone when you're driving anyways. We got to get to the hospital.
What's going on?
Wayne?
Keep your eyes on the road.
I'm driving. Okay. All right, I'm a little distracted now. Okay, so
Ron, is Wayne fooling around on you?
I don't
that's
know.
That's what everyone's saying.
It's, what?
There's stuff in the men's room. I see it written in there sometimes.
Oh, please.
I'm sorry to just say it like that.
I just didn't know it was the same guy. I mean, it's kind of a common name.
I'm trying to be honest. It's like this thing I'm going through right now.
Okay, where's Third and Harriet? All right, we got some time here, right? Yeah, I mean, you're not critical.
Well, no, but I mean,
it's a little bit tender.
It wasn't tender before. I think that when you did that, I think it poked something wrong.
Well, at least I found it for you.
I got to find out what's going on. Do either of you have an iPhone? I got to find out where the, you know, I don't got GPS.
No, I don't have any money.
I'm going through this thing where I don't have a cell phone right now.
She's trying to be individual and unique, and she thinks that.
So grabbing the junk and then not having a cell phone. And
it's just
and
part
being
of,
honest.
And being honest. She's been honest about everything.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And for the record, when it's not cold out, when it's not fall, it's a lot larger. So
I thought you said it was erect.
I said it began to grow. I said the lump you felt if it was growing.
Okay, TMI. I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. I'm trying to drive to the hospital. I'm trying to figure out
where
the
hell. She called me an extra small. I mean, her little honesty kick, and that really hurt me. I mean, I am not extra small. I'm at least a medium large.
Well, maybe compared to that lump, it just seemed small.
Oh, jeez. Oh, come on. All right.
I'm being honest. It's a really scary lump.
Are you sure
that was a lump and wasn't actually the member? I mean, it could be that the smallest thing was the lump. I mean, it's
Didn't you check yourself? Did you not check yourself after?
I did, and it's not that huge. I mean,
size doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
I don't lie.
It matters to me.
Let's say if she's telling the truth now, that's actually probably a good thing. I mean, for you. I mean, not me, obviously, but.
Are you going to beat them up like cheaters? Because that guy got stabbed.
I have no idea what she's talking about.
If you get stabbed, who's going to drive us to the hospital?
I don't
want to call an ambulance for this.
Somebody get stabbed? I mean, Wayne, I mean, if anything, Wayne's got a gun. He doesn't have a knife.
Oh, great. So we're going to go someplace and get into a firefight.
No.
Maybe if I'm lucky, he'll shoot off my testicle tumor.
Maybe you should turn your head and cough. That's what they always say to do in movies.
No, that's if they are holding on to you so they can feel if you have a hernia.
I'll hold on.
What? Okay. Hey, what kind of car is this? Come on.
Hey, you just drive.
I'm just trying to be helpful.
I really appreciate that. It's soothing. It's soothing.
I'm sure it is. Wait, that's 3rd Street. Hang on.
Go!
I don't have a key for these cuffs. I don't know where I put the key.
What the? How am I going to get in the backseat of your car?
You're not.
I need to have sex.
You don't. I'm helping you.
All right.
And if you try and
okay, I'm
do
telling you right
crazy,
now, if it turns to 11:50, I'm going to. I'm either going to grab you and have my way with you, or have
if
my way with myself and pretend
me,
I'm somebody
I'm
else.
I'm going to take out my gun.
No, we're fine. We'll stay in the car. You go ahead and go.
Oh my God!
What's
Ron?
Okay,
Ron,
so
give me the back seat of your car.
Ron,
take off these handcuffs.
He's crazy.
What is going on?
Wait! What is hold on. Before he says anything else, do you want to have sex right now?
Say no. Say
no.
What? Why not? Aren't you gay?
Well, yeah, but
okay. Let's do it.
See, he's crazy. He's offensive. Right. He doesn't get us.
Will you please just talk to me?
I am.
He's been screwing
right
around
now.
On you.
It's
now's
not
your
true.
Time for revenge.
He's lying.
Look at I'm handcuffed. Are you turned on?
Why is he lying to me? Why is he handcuffed?
He was trying to
I'm
have
trying
his way
to
with
help
me.
Him. What? No.
He was trying to have his way with me, and I said, no, what about your relationship with Ron?
Ron, look
and
at me.
And he said,
would I do something like this?
He's got a gun.
Did he cuff himself? He's got a gun.
Yes, he's got his gun.
I told you about my gun. I've told you I have a gun.
I thought that was just like a bad sort of thing.
It's not loose.
Please, just undo these handcuffs. I'll go in the back seat of your car right now with them.
Don't worry about them. Just keep healing. I mean, it's.
I'm just afraid he's gonna get shot. I don't
I'm
really
sure
feel
it's
very
not,
healing.
I'm sure it's not really a gun. I'm sure they're just posturing a lot.
Why is that guy handcuffed? Do you think?
Hey, boy or girl, I'll join you Help me get uncuffed. They got me handcuffed out here. Help.
I'm rolling up the window. Just pretend like they're not there and let's just...
I'm not interested in you in that way, but I think you're a really special guy.
Oh my God, are we having the I want to be friends conversation right now?
I just, your friendship means too much to me to want to ruin it.
It's because I'm small, isn't it? You said that size didn't matter. You said that you were being honest all the time.
I am being honest. Size doesn't matter, but tumors are sort of a turnoff.
We can get rid of that. It could go. It's...
I don't think so. I think that Ron's about to get shot, and he's the only friend I know with a car.
Well, what do you want me to do? Go out there and go out and prove my manhood and like, go protect him or something, or...
I mean...
Is that what you want me to do?
You could give it a shot.
Nothing was going to happen. I know it sounds crazy, but he really believes this about himself. He really does.
I don't know what's more crazy, the fact that you cuffed this guy to a street post on a corner here in the city, or the fact that you're carrying a gun.
Okay, which one of you guys has the gun? And look, don't shoot him, okay? Just don't, whatever
I'm
you do,
not
don't
shoot anyone.
Why are your pants off?
They were just loose.
Harley, Jesus Christ.
I was trying to get some healing here. Look, can you just give me the gun? Everything will be okay.
You just had your pants down. I'm not giving you a gun.
What does my pants being done have to do with my responsibility of having a gun?
I don't trust you.
Then give me the bullets.
Fair enough. I'll give you the bullets out of the gun.
Okay,
I don't need... Okay.
Okay, great. I'm going back to the car now. I'll go back to the car now.
You have a revolver.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Tom.
I'm Carly.
Hi.
Have a hug.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, hey! Oh! All right, now we're talking. Let me hug you. Oh.
Well, that does kind of feel weird when someone's...
You're going to save my life
tonight.
You are going to save my life.
What do you mean?
Okay, this is a difficult story to tell.
Carly, look, I've got bullets. Carly, look,
there
are no more bullets.
No, I got a story. Here, dude, I got a story. I'm really getting into a story. Can you take these handcuffs off me?
No, I can't.
Then go away.
All right? Carly, I got bullets. There's no more bullets. The gun is no longer an issue.
Are you the guy with those pants? Maybe I should be telling you this story.
My pants are on. What?
Well, okay. They weren't for a while. I mean, it's
okay,
a fair
either
statement.
One of you will do. Listen here.
Well, because you were
helping me.
If
I don't have sex with somebody in 45 minutes, I'm going to die. I will literally die.
Oh, you know, that's just... Look, I've got a tumor, and I'm not going to die in 45 minutes.
So no, I don't have a tumor. I just got a really big schlong.
It's true.
You said the size didn't matter.
It doesn't matter, but he...
But
no,
you're sitting here, and you're like... With this guy...
I have... It's like a curse, and I can't explain it to you. It happened when I was 15 years old. I have to get laid once a day, or I die.
Well, like a gypsy cursed you with nonstop nymphomania?
It's not nymphomania, man. I don't do this because I want to. There's going to be blood on your hands if I don't get some within 45 minutes.
Are you threatening me?
No, I'm going to die.
Nobody dies from lack
of sex. I didn't say you would die.
I haven't gotten laid, well...
Okay, I don't need... I'm not
ever.
Working on you. Okay, Carly, listen, you'd be doing me a huge favor here. And it'd just be 5 minutes of your time, I swear to God, then you never have to see me again. That's all there is to
Carly,
it.
Carly, don't, I mean, you mean a lot to
if
me.
If you like this guy, if you love him, great, whatever.
No, I don't love him.
But...
I mean, like a friend. Like
oh,
a really
God,
good friend.
Oh, God, I hate that! Do you know how many times I've got the, like, a friend speech from people?
I just need to, And you'd be doing me a huge...
It
sounds
really
a bit crass,
this,
okay?
Can I just point out something obvious?
What time is it?
It's 11:40.
Okay.
Well,
oh, shit.
You've never had sex.
No.
And you want to. And you need to have sex. And it just seems really like it was made in heaven.
Great. Okay, can you turn
around for
a second?
No, I'm not turning around. I'm not taking it up the... No!
What? Okay, am I proving to you? I don't care. I just don't want to die.
I'm going through this phase right now.
Yeah, okay,
where
tell
I'm
me about
celibate.
It. Oh, geez, are you serious?
Do you trust me now?
I totally trust you. I'm sorry. It's just this. I get the crazy call, and you know, I come here and
He's
I see this.
Crazy, and I found it really amusing. I mean,
yeah.
Can you believe that line? Like you can use that line every single day.
I'm sure he does.
That's hilarious.
I'm sure he does. I mean, the guy's a menace.
If you and I don't have sex soon, I think I'm just
you know,
going to die. I think
it's a lot sexier coming from you than coming from him. I will give you that.
It's not really that sexy as much.
Well, no, no. It's. But you know what I'm saying? It's. I think we're good. What are they doing?
Did it work again?
I can't. It's like they're like one big mass. I can't tell who's what.
Or what's who.
He's got about 9 minutes left.
Look, a group hug is all you're getting. So just quit begging. It's undignified.
Okay, guys, it's like 5 minutes. I'm deadly serious here. Look, I got 5 minutes to live. I got 5 minutes to live.
Okay, how do you define sex? Sex can mean lots of different things. There's oral sex, there's manual sex, there's intercourse.
If I penetrate a vagina or anus, I've had sex and thereby saved my life.
Is that what the gypsies told you? The gypsy told you that you
You weren't there when I was 15! You don't know!
No, I don't know.
Maybe if you talk about
it. I can't talk about it!
We got 5 minutes.
If you believe the story, if I tell you the story, you're gonna believe it and one of you is gonna have sex with me, right?
Gentleman's wager.
All right.
$10.
15. Wait, what are you betting for? What am I betting for?
Oh, shit, I don't know.
Let's bet a favor.
Oh, that sounds good.
Okay. I will bet that they will.
Okay.
With at least one of them.
Okay. At least one. Wow. Okay.
Biggest crock of shit I have ever heard.
But you believe me, right, Carly?
Oh, come on, Carly. You are an intelligent woman. You cannot possibly believe this bullshit.
I just don't see why he would lie.
Thank you. I have a big jacket here. If you could just sort of disrobe for a second. I got like 3 minutes left or I'm going to die.
Carly, I got bullets for you. I took Whatever. Bullets for you.
I don't care where you want it. I give it to you. It doesn't matter.
So I'm going through this phase right now where I'm really into French things.
Okay, yes.
And I don't know if you've ever heard of the Eiffel Tower.
That's rather amazing. Give me the camera. I got the camera under the car seat for accidents.
The camera.
Oh my god. That's
I have never done that.
Wow.
Oh god, thank you.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh, thank you.
How you doing, Steve?
Thank you.
I'm Oh, I think that was just a zit.
Oh. Steve, that's kind of gross.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You never have to see me again if you don't want to. I don't even Although if you want to, that'd be great because the save my life thing is still in effect for another 24 hours and actually if you would do me right now, I would be free for a day.
I think I'm going to go back to the celibacy.
You've been listening to David Austin Gruen, Ava Jackson, Dan Ronco, Brian Shermer, and Dan Wilson. Theme by Nolan Cook. Edits by DJ CCP. Come hear all of our shows at RadioStarNetwork.com. This has been a Cassandra's Call production.
He's still cuffed out there, isn't he?
Yeah, I don't know where the key went. I don't know where the key is.
I got bolt cutters in the trunk.
Should we?
I don't know.